Hey there, Patriots! I'm Melissa Red Pill of the World. I lead the Freedom Force Battalion, where we look at the current events in the light of God's Word. What we are all experiencing is biblical. This is the great day we have been waiting for all our lives. The great awakening when we all wake up and take our freedom back. Check out my show where we discuss the wonderful truth about end times. Join me, Melissa Red Pill of the World, and the Freedom Force Battalion. Hey there, Patriots. I hope you are having a great day. We have so much to talk about. I'm telling you, the MAGA people are taking this right to the enemy. We have our pedal to the metal, and we're pushing this thing. So let's go. I have so much to tell you. I can't wait. So I will be right back after the break.
Lee Allen Baker, and I love Brighteon TV.
At the Brighteon store, we offer a variety of colloidal silver solutions that we make in Texas using Texas rainwater and specialized circuitry that I personally designed to produce silver ions in purified rainwater. We have a colloidal silver extra strength spray, a silver-based first aid gel, as well as a colloidal silver herbal mouthwash solution that people just rave about. Each one of these is subjected to our rigorous laboratory testing for metals, glyphosate, and microbiology in order to ensure product purity and safety for your health. We manufacture our own silver products right in the heart of Texas and deliver them to you using our own warehousing and fulfillment infrastructure that we built to serve real America. All of us here at Brighteon thank you for your support. Shop our silver products at BrighteonStore.com. If you don't want to eat GMOs and pesticides in your storable food, choose organic, lab-tested storable food solutions from the Health Ranger store. We are the only emergency food manufacturer in the world that subjects each of our ingredients to rigorous laboratory testing that covers herbicides, heavy metals, aflatoxins, identity testing, and bacteria tests, including E. coli, salmonella, yeast, and mold. At healthrangerstore.com, you'll find certified organic, lab-tested, freeze-dried fruits, microalgae superfoods, protein powders, and supplements. We offer emergency first aid colloidal silver products made with Texas rainwater, and our Ranger buckets feature an impressive assortment of organic storable food items professionally vacuum sealed in heavy-duty bags that are stacked in rugged buckets for long-term storage. Check out our preparedness foods, supplements, personal care, and emergency first aid products at healthrangerstore.com.
Let's go, Patriots. We've got lots of great stuff to talk about today, so let's get it. This is my website. You guys already know that, freedomforce.live. We've just actually recently been having a group chat where we're going talking about how this is biblical and the end time. So I hope you enjoy that. And I have all the videos for the past 4 years over on freedomforce.live, L-I-V-E, and lots of resources for you over there. I hope you really enjoy it. All right, so let's go. When you go, make sure that you go to the social media. You join with all of our social media. These are the real Mellies. There's a fake Melly out there. Don't be fooled by the fake Melly. And so, yeah, so I don't, contact people individually, unless you guys, contact me first. But anyway, so these are the links also here to the health site, especially to the Brighteon store. And definitely check into that, because they are the ones who are supporting all of us trying to get this truth out, which I really appreciate Mike Adams doing that for us, as well as Brighteon.tv. So love Patriots. We're getting it. All right. So now let's go. This is our wonderful president yesterday for D-Day, which, is 6-6. Had you noticed that? 6-6. And he reads a prayer that was
from back in the day, and it's quite appropriate for what we're up against now. It's like deja vu all over again. Check this out. Beautiful, beautiful prayer. I thought this would be a great way for us to start the broadcast today.
Almighty God, our sons, pride of our nation, this day have set upon a mighty endeavor, a struggle to preserve our republic, our religion, and our civilization, and to set free a suffering humanity. They will need thy blessings, for the enemy is strong. He may hurl back our forces, but we shall return again and again. And we know that by thy grace and by the righteous of our cause, our sons will triumph. Some will never return. Embrace these, Father, and receive them, the heroic servants, into thy kingdom. And, O Lord, give us faith. Give us faith in thee, faith in our sons, faith in each other, and faith in our united crusade. Thy will be done, Almighty God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, wonderful Mr. Wonderful President. We love you so much. Yeah, I'm so thankful for our wonderful president. So then yesterday he posted this about what he's going to do as far as the vaccines. You know, it's one of the things that we're so fighting for over on, with Brighteon, as well as on FreedomForce.live, we are fighting to get our health back. So, because what good is any of this if our health is trashed? And that's what they've been doing to us. And so look at what President Trump he's thrown down the gauntlet against Big Pharma. Check this out.
In recent decades, there has been an unexplained and alarming growth in the prevalence of chronic illnesses and health problems, especially in children. We've seen a stunning rise in autism, autoimmune disorders, obesity, infertility, serious allergies, and respiratory challenges. It's time to ask, what is going on? Is it the food that they eat, the environment that we live in, the overprescription of certain medications? Is it the toxins and chemicals that are present in our homes? Every year, we spend hundreds of billions of dollars to treat these chronic problems rather than looking at what is causing them in the first place. Too often, our public health establishment is too close to Big Pharma. They make a lot of money, Big Pharma, big corporations and other special interests, and does not want to ask the tough questions about what is happening to our children's health. If Big Pharma defrauds American patients and taxpayers or puts profits above people, they must be investigated and held accountable. When I'm back in the White House, I will establish a special presidential commission of independent minds who are not bought and paid for by Big Pharma, and I will charge them with investigating what is causing the decades-long increase in chronic illnesses. I understand Big Pharma, I believe, better than anybody else. I know where they're coming from. And then I will ask them to publish recommendations for how every American child can have a safe and healthy childhood. This is a conversation that is long overdue, and it's a conversation that American families deserve. American families must have this conversation, and they must have a leader, a president, who can do something about this problem. And I will do that. Thank you.
I love him. Just gotta say it. I love him so much. I've been saying that for 40 years, you know, because I was the one who was like, I told the doctor, I'm not vaccinating my kids, not putting that stuff in their bodies. They've got perfect bodies. We're not messing with them. And they said, you're gonna kill your kids. And I'm like, okay, whatever. Not doing it. Not doing it. So, yeah, but as he said, that he gave this whole litany of what is it? Is it the toxins in the food and the water and the, you know, whatever. And it's that's why it's so important to go to freedomforce.live/health and get to where you detox, get the supplements that you need. I'm doing amazing after being poisoned, for goodness sakes, poisoned in February. And I'm, I'm able to jog now. I'm doing great, you know, but they did a number on me. And so we've all had this done to us, and we've got to fight to get our health back. And that's what he's talking about. And he's going to make sure we're going to have health. It's going to be beautiful. We're going to have amazing health. So check out what Joe Rogan says. He's talking about the DDT back in the day. And he's, you know, he's got a huge following. And check out what he had to say. He doesn't trust them anymore. He used to completely trust Big Pharma and the vaccines. And now listen.
DDT was in widespread use back then, widespread use as a pesticide. And they were using DDT to kill bugs that they thought carried diseases. But the problem is DDT exposure is insanely toxic. Now we know that. Now DDT, they don't use it anymore in America.
Yeah.
But they still use it in other countries where polio-like symptoms are very prevalent. Mm. One of the side effects, one of the effects of DDT poisoning is polio-like symptoms. I think it's called encephalopathy.
Okay. I guess that was the end of that. So exposing this, he's got a huge following. So definitely share. Don't forget, over on freedomforce.live, you see all the social media. Definitely join with me on all those. Like, share, and subscribe. And make sure that you share this information whenever we have it out there. You know, somehow or another, get it to your family members, whether you text it, email it, carrier pigeon, whatever you have to do. So definitely go. This is the site right here I was talking about. It's over on freedomforce.live. And right here is the Brideon store so that we can get the health products that we need, detox, you know, zeolite, all of this to get the treatments that we need. If you've got people in your world who you know are bleeding, females who have continuous periods, this is a wonderful information right here. Keto Carrie, oh my goodness, she's the one who's helped so many with autism. You know, just it's amazing. And let's all take our health back. All right, so this is what Comer said yesterday. So now I'm going to start talking about how all of our people in Congress are putting the pedal down and pushing back against all these creeps. And so this is Comer. I just really appreciate him. He is really doing a terrific job about exposing the Biden pay-for-play bribery scheme. And so here he's talking about, okay, they say they've got this, they know about this document. They've been doing an investigation for 6 years. They've known about this for 6 years. Yeah, right. And now it's an active investigation. Come on now. I've seen this movie before. I've seen this movie. What they do, we have an ongoing investigation. They make you wait and push back and sit tight and wait. And then next thing you know, oh, guess what? We found there was no reasonable prosecutor would bring such a case. I hear it over and over in my head.
Informant. If they were so trusted, then they would have started this investigation in 2017. And now 6 years later, does it make sense to you that they're still investigating this?
Yeah. My theory is they never investigated the claim to begin with for whatever reason. But now, according to the FBI, they can't hand us this document because they said it's part of an investigation. You know,
that's always the way. Oh, we can't give you that because it's an investigation going on. We can't give you those documents.
That's the question, and they wouldn't answer. Well, when did the investigation? Well, first I asked which investigation, and they wouldn't say. We assume it's Delaware. Could be the special counsel looking at Biden's mishandling classified documents. I don't know. But at the end of the day, did they know about this Form 1023 before I subpoenaed it? And I'm pretty confident, John, that the answer, Amanda, is they did not know about it. I don't think that for whatever reason, this made it up to the chain at the FBI. So, you know, one would wonder what would have happened if it had been a claim against Trump, if it would have made it to the top. But regardless, this, in my opinion, has never been investigated by the FBI because, you know, when you first read about it, it's hard to believe. It's hard to believe that a vice president of the United States.
Is it hard for you to believe, you guys? Is it hard to believe that Biden would be involved in a bribery scheme with a foreign entity, many foreign entities, and to use all these banks? What is it, 40 banks or some crazy number of banks? Is that hard for you to believe? Is it hard for you to believe now that the FBI would cover this up? You know, it's not hard, nothing's hard for me to believe anymore. None of this. I believe all of it. I've seen too much. Okay, so this is the thing, though. Years ago, when this thing first started, when we first woke up with the sign of the Son of Man, right? If you guys don't know about the sign of the Son of Man, the Lord, you know, right at this point is when everyone started to wake up. This is September 23rd, 2017. Yes, we had elected President Trump, but all of a sudden we started to get pieces of information to connect the dots at this point, the sign that the Lord gave us that it would happen on this day. And so, you know, now we can go, you know, and people believe us when we're, and especially with the pandemic, we can that people believe us when we say that you can't trust the vaccines. Yeah, right? Because it had to be just this, unfortunately, this slap in the face, as well as the corruption, being riddled with corruption. So I appreciate so much Comer coming out against all this. And I also appreciate Anna Paulina Luna. Today is the day, June 7th, 2023, when Shifty Shift is going to be held to an account on the House floor. Check it out.
Real Anna Paulina.
I want everybody to go there. Once again, real quickly, on Thursday, what's going to happen, to the best of your knowledge?
So we are marking up a bill to hold the director of the FBI in contempt of Congress.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, she's doing both. She's doing both. I thought that with this video. She's also bringing Shifty Shift on charges today, but also the FBI director, that he's going to be brought up also.
House oversight.
Oversight, and you're working diligently on that.
Yes, it's going to be an entire hearing.
30 seconds, Shifty Shift.
So, to my knowledge, tomorrow we will be taking the vote to censure him and potentially fine him.
Tomorrow
night.
And that has that backing of leadership.
Yes, we're working on the bill right now.
They're giving us lots of things now. great work.
Thank you.
Love that. Thank you, Anna Paulina Luna. I love what she said the other day. She said, you know, I'm in here for one, you know, term. I may not be elected. So I'm going to put the hammer down and get as much done as I possibly could. As I possibly can. I really appreciate her fighting spirit. I really, really do. Okay, so this post here, she says she just left the meeting for the House oversight. The FBI is afraid their informant will be killed if unmasked, based on the info he has brought forward about the Biden family. What does that tell you? It's a gigantic crime family. If you are going to be killed, if your life is at risk, if you reveal this information. The FBI themselves said that they're afraid their informant will be killed. At this point, 4.3 million people had seen this post. I don't even know what it is now. I should go over there and look. But anyway, the point is, it's gone viral. Normally her posts get, you know, 5,000 views or whatever. So this is huge. This is a gigantic wake up that our country is a banana republic. Our country is being run by criminals. Amazing. I thank you so much, Anna Paulina, for sharing this information. And then Matt Gaetz is taking it to him. Did you know that they took over the House floor yesterday? Kudos to Matt Gaetz. He and Boebert are upset, as well as all these people. They have actually 71 now who voted against this the debt ceiling bill by McCarthy. McCarthy makes me sick. He is clearly a rhino. He's clearly controlled. He's clearly part of the establishment. We knew that before he was put in as the Speaker of the House. And Ron, it reminds me of Ron and McDaniels. It's hard for me to listen to one word out of the mouths. It sounds like the siren song or something. I can't even stand to hear it. I feel like I'm getting brainwashed and my mind is going numb when I listen to either of them. But he said they couldn't hold the line, or wouldn't hold the line. Now we hold the floor. So what is he talking about? So they went up there last night. Let me read this post. Matt Gaetz on why he voted to bring down today's rule. We're frustrated in the way this place is operating. We're concerned that the fundamental commitments that allowed Kevin McCarthy to assume the speakership have been violated as a consequence of the debt deal. So this shocked them that they took over the floor. Here's conservatives surprised McCarthy with the floor rebellion over the debt deal anger. A band of House conservatives derailed. This is Politico, okay? It could be just the beginning of moves to undercut the speaker. A band of House conservatives derailed a bill that takes aim at gas stove regulation. Okay, so they're saying, oh, we're protecting your gas stoves. I'm like, okay, they're over this theater, this political theater, and they're over being punished if they don't agree with the ones at the top. And, 71 voted against this debt ceiling. So more of them, more and more and more, are getting the courage. And that, as Mr. Congressman Self was saying, this courage is contagious. So I really appreciate them doing this. And they really don't care if they care about the American people. They care about saving our country. They don't care about having a lifelong, you know, time in Congress. And I really appreciate that attitude. And this guy makes me sick. But anyway, a band of House conservatives mounted an extraordinary rebellion against their own party leaders on Tuesday, venting their angst over the recent debt limit fight with a surprise protest that derailed the chamber floor. Republican leaders spent nearly an hour working to resolve the standoff with their right flank, which disrupted the party's plans to pass legislation protecting gas stoves from potential government bans. It's like, oh, look, we're doing something for you to protect your gas stove. But ultimately, Ruff, this is how they do. They just get us excited about some shiny object, whatever. But ultimately, and you know, the Democrats and the Republicans say, oh, let's have this little fight about the gas stoves and get everybody focused on that instead of the debt ceiling or whatever. Ultimately, roughly a dozen conservatives, most of them members of the Trump-aligned House Freedom Caucus, voted against moving forward on a bill they support. Now, he says, you know, they're going to take other legislation and get, you know, just control the floor. That's what we're going to do. Now we hold the floor. Let's just see. You know, I'm with MAGA. I'm with Matt Gaetz. This baloney has to be over. We're all over it. It's got to stop. All right. So I want you to see also, you might not be familiar with Sequoia. Sequoia is a conglomerate, and it has been working with the CCP to send our business over to China. And so now the U.S. venture capital giant Sequoia to split off China business. A group plans to break up three entities following Beijing's campaign to rein in the country's largest tech companies. Now, listen, this is kind of cool. Why are they doing this now? And I'm going to talk to you about it before the end of the show. I'm going to talk to you about some very interesting timelines in the heavens. I know y'all love for me to talk about the beautiful stars and how it ties into Revelation. You know, they likely know something's a brewing. They likely know something is coming up and that they will lose their power and that they would rather split off themselves this, you know, the antitrust legislation that was done, you know, 100 years ago that they haven't followed, where you can't have this giant behemoth to control an industry. They realize that they've done that, and no one has held them to an account. And they must feel that President Trump is going to do that. He's going to, you know, let's just be honest. You know, don't you think probably Moderna and Pfizer and Johnson & Johnson, they're all one big conglomerate? You know, they can say they're separate companies, but not really. Okay, same thing with Sequoia. So this just came out. This split marks an end to one of the most successful U.S.-China investing alliances. It has reaped rewards for the American mothership and seeded generations of Chinese tech companies since Shin launched Sequoia China in 2005 as an arm of Sequoia Capital. Shin has raised billions of dollars from U.S. investors as recently as last year and has been confronted with the delicate task of investing in Beijing's priority areas such as semiconductors and artificial intelligence while staying on the right side of Washington's push to introduce controls on exporting sensitive technologies to China. So that's what Sequoia does, is the semiconductors and artificial intelligence, which is, you know, the danger of all that. And now there's splitting. They must feel that the danger is on the way, that they'll be split up, and nothing will stop it. Bannon said, we've got you in the gun sights. We are coming for you. And so they are all ready. For them to take this action shows that they realize something big is going to happen to them. And it's got to happen in every area, whether in every industry that has been a conglomerate to control us. You know, it's basically this, like this ESG, where we see now that they're using this to control, you know, the transgender and all this, and to force corporations. We have got to split all this up. So that's a very, very good sign that they realize that this is what's happening, and that we're coming for them, and that Trump is, whether this tells you is they don't feel like that they can stop Trump. Okay. So then when we get back, I'm going to talk about this Ukraine, what's going on in Ukraine. I'm going to talk to you about this whistleblower. And I just pray for these whistleblowers, because, you know, if they come out with this stuff, they're cooked. These people, look at what's happened to the whistleblowers. So I'm going to talk about this one whistleblower about the Nord Stream pipeline, because that truth is coming out. Laura Logan dropped some gigantic truth bombs on America's Voice. I mean, she was just talking nonstop. I love her. She was just doing an amazing job. I'm going to show you that. And then we're going to show you the beautiful signs in the heavens. And you're going to love it. I'm also going to talk about, I'm going to show you, if you haven't seen it, the moment that the dam in Ukraine was blasted. And yeah, they're saying Russia did it. Come on now. Come on now. Come on now. A child could figure this out. So I'll be right back to tell you all that after the break.
This was made possible by Brighteon.com. After being deplatformed by YouTube, I built Brighteon.com so that we can speak. All voices of dissent are welcome. Join Brighteon.com now. Post your videos today and start building an audience there where you will not be censored. Brighteon.com. Your own government has the power to activate a kill switch on all telecommunications, instantly shutting down all private phone calls and texts. An EMP weapon or solar flare can achieve the same result. Rolling blackouts or permanent power outages will also take out the power supply to cell tower antennas, rendering mobile devices all but useless. During these emergencies, how do you stay in touch with the important people in your life anywhere on the planet? The answer is the Bivy Stick at SAT123.com. The Bivy Stick is a two-way satellite text messaging device that uses a satellite constellation, not cell towers, to send and receive text messages. It works anywhere on planet Earth, including in war zones or blackout areas. In unpredictable times, the Bivy Stick helps you stay connected when it matters most. Visit SAT123.com to get one while they're still available.
All right, let's go, Patriots. Did you see that Tucker did his first video on Twitter yesterday? This is amazing. I'm so excited to have him back. Only 62.9 million views as of yesterday. That's amazing. Goodbye, mainstream media. Hello, freedom. I love that. Love that. And so I'm very thankful to have a platform to share this information. Now, I will tell you that I have not been allowed back on Twitter. You know, many Patriots who were kicked off, you know, I still have not been able to get back on. So I have another way that I'm able to get back on, but my personal phone number is not, they won't allow me back on. So, you know, I've got my doubts about Twitter. But I'm very thankful for whatever truth we can get out there and for Tucker to be able to get this truth out. He really did an amazing job on that. Shared it on the social media if you didn't see it. Okay, so did you also know, again, with how we're taking it to them, Tucker is taking it to them. You and I are taking it. We're all like in lockstep. We're all pushing. Brighteon.tv is taking it to them every day, pushing out truth. It's just amazing. So definitely make sure to support the ones who are pushing this truth out, okay? And get this information out to everybody that you can, and financially support them too. We're going to talk about that here in just a second. But how that's ticking them off, that we are taking control of the economy, because we're boycotting everybody who's one of the part of this creepy New World Order. Anyway, so this is what John Solomon has been bringing out about the January 6th videos. He's been bringing out these videos, and I've been posting them. Amazing to get this truth out, because it destroys their narrative. I find this very interesting on this timing, and they were kind of throwing us a bone after this $4 trillion debt ceiling debacle. And remember, in my strong opinion, we're going to have President Trump's going to deal with that, and all these people who stole this from us, it's going to be wiped out. It's going to be wiped out because it was fraud. This whole thing is fraudulent. So the more important thing, right, to be honest, is right now the most important thing is for us to have this truth to get to wake up the people. Okay, so this is quite an interesting chess match we're in. But yeah, this January 6th truth that came out, stunning partial victory in January 6th trial video, shows it was the D.C. cops, or those posing as D.C. cops, to be honest. It could be posers, people posing as D.C. cops, who cut tarps on the bleachers and not protesters. Okay, so this is just more of the video showing that they were part of this to try to slam patriots. So I love it. Let's just share all this information. This was on the Gateway Pundit and on all my social media. All right, so this is the leaker Jack Teixeira, I think that's how you say his name. He shared a file claiming the CIA had details of a Ukrainian military plan to blow up the Nord Stream pipeline with a small team of divers 3 months before the attack. Thank you so much, Jack Teixeira. I'm telling you, these people, these people are in grave danger, in my opinion. So I really appreciate him exposing this, and the CIA knew. Well, let's just be honest, the CIA knew, because the CIA was in on it. They were in on it. So he blasted this truth out. He was arrested in April after allegedly leaking highly sensitive documents on the online platform Discord. Okay, so he maybe did it because he was trying to be Mr. Cool. Either way, the evidence is out there, one way or the other. So yeah, and so now I wanted you to see the UN Security Council, which is anything but secure. Okay, the Russian Federation gentleman, Vasily Nebenzia, went to the UN Security Council and said, we know that the Nord Stream pipeline was blasted by Ukraine, and now we know that the dam was blasted by Ukraine. And this is not war. This is crimes against humanity. I want everyone to make sure that this is off the Geneva Conventions. You cannot go and do that. That is against the rules of war. And they clearly don't follow any rules anywhere. So I want you to see this real quick. This is the moment it was blasted. I say it is. And it doesn't look like it's going. I'm going to try it again. Okay, here we go. You see the water? Yeah, the water's moving. And just in a second, the whole thing is going to blow up, as well as the, over here, I think this is where the nuclear power goes through. Yep, that's what they do. That's what they do. They do crimes against humanity. And this is what he was bringing up before the UN Security Council. And guess what? The entire UN Security Council said, oh, no, this was done by Russia to their own nuclear facility and their dam. And they hordes of people having to move out of their homes and endangering their lives and ruining, goods and homes and everything, just ruining things. Yeah, they did this to themselves. Sure they did. Even a child could see that. So, but these ones on the UN Security Council who went against Russia having this done to them, and they were saying, oh, it was Russia who clearly did this. The UN Security Council needs to be blasted into 1,000 pieces. The whole thing is just another a strong arm tactic and a criminal operation. And so it's absolutely evil. So we need people to see this clearly, you know, and understand and connect these dots, and that all these organizations are run by criminals. But CIA and the FBI and the UN Security Council and the NATO, all this is just one big giant behemoth criminal operation. And just not so different from Sequoia being a conglomerate. They're all a conglomerate with the mainstream media to march in lockstep to lie to us and to deceive us and to keep them getting away with their crimes. And we're on to it now. This is the Great Awakening. This is the revelation. That's what's being revealed to us, that we know that now. And look at what Laura Logan, she drops so many truth bombs, it's hard to keep up. She talks about how the CIA exonerated those who were Nazis after World War II. She blasted that out on America's Voice. I was surprised that he didn't stop her. He couldn't stop her. Whether he didn't or whether he couldn't, she got this truth out there. And so let's share this like crazy. So check it out.
There's so much misinformation. We've never really seen anything like it. The Russian military isn't perfect, but Russia is not struggling. It's hard to believe anything that our leaders tell us, because they lied about COVID, they lied about Russia collusion, they lied about the Ukraine impeachment trial. You see dishonesty when it comes to the Azov Battalion. The Azov Battalion has been murdering its way through eastern Ukraine. Well, I mean, you can find pictures of them online holding up the NATO flag and the swastika.
Did you hear that? She told them that, and I'm telling you that too, and that we're going to tell everybody that the Azov Battalion, which is the Ukraine army, was holding up the NATO flag and a swastika. Yeah, this is the truth. And this actually came out on the New York Times, which we've known, but the normies have not known. So I really appreciate the New York Times sharing this information.
At the same time, this is why Crimea wanted to be with Russia. Because Western Ukraine backed the Nazis. The CIA actually gave immunity from prosecution to the Nazis of Ukraine from the Nuremberg trial.
She's like, are we allowed to let this happen? To let her say this? But Laura Logan just kept going and going and going. And I think that he probably acted like he was trying to stop her and he couldn't. But yeah, that they gave immunity to the CIA gave immunity to these people after the Nuremberg trials. And this is why they proliferated all over the world into our NASA program and into you name it, with Operation Paperclip.
These are the actual Nazis from the Second World War. When you know that the CIA sponsored the color revolution in Ukraine in 2013 and 14, there's as much interference here as you could possibly imagine. Before you can get to Hunter Biden, Nancy Pelosi, John Kerry, and Mitt Romney.
They're all making money out of Ukraine on this money laundering. That's what she's talking about.
And all of their children who are employed, who earn millions from Ukrainian gas companies. Zelensky was selected, like so many of our leaders, with big tech and with election fraud these days. We don't know how many leaders all around the world have been selected for us. Putin has been warning for 15 years that he is not going to stand by while the globalists take over the world, build bioweapons facilities. Ukraine has been a center of money laundering for many of the leaders in this country, billions of U.S. dollars.
Oh, you know what? I thought she didn't even bring up about the bioweapons, but she got that. I couldn't even keep up with all the truth bombs that she dropped. Yeah, that Putin is not going to stand by and let Ukraine run these bioweapons labs out of Ukraine. He was not going to stand by. I am amazed at how she's just got this truth out. So let me let you listen. It's like 20 seconds more, but she got enough in for like an hour's worth.
Have been laundered through Ukraine, and we say nothing about it. These are our tax dollars and all those corrupt people in the deep state. And you know what? It's not a conspiracy theory. It's an actual deep state. Look up the SES, the Senior Executive Service, because when that bureaucracy was ushered into law in the United States of America, that's when we got a bunch of unelected bureaucrats pulling
the SES. The Senior Executive Services, if you're not familiar with that, look it up. Like she said, this is who is this the administrative state, the unelected bureaucrats that prevent the truth from coming out, prevent us from getting justice. They just all resist justice and truth. And they control the elections. They control everything to make sure that we are like we're enslaved. That's really what it is. And isn't that how it feels? That's exactly how it feels. All right, so let's go. Okay, yeah, so I showed you that. Did you see this? Did you see this? DeSantis campaign backed by Moderna lobbyist with ties to the CCP. Okay, let's share that. And that's the end of DeSantis. DeSantis, right? No doubt about it. This guy is involved with all of them, all this whole, yeah, it's got to be brought out. The Moderna is paying the lobbyists $320,000 a year. And so much of this money, CCP money, is going to DeSantis. He's one of them. Now, John Rich is amazing. He brings out, he's got a bar in Nashville, and that he was saying that this is, that nobody's drinking Bud Light. And this is capitalism at its finest. Check this out.
They have big teams of people that sit around very big tables. They're all very highly educated, and they come up with ways to market their store, market their product. To do what? Sell more product. That's what they're supposed to do. And so they come up with these multi-million dollar ideas and campaigns, and they roll them out, and the customers decide who wins and who loses. I can tell you with the Bud Light thing, and my bar, it was the number one selling beer that we had since 2018 when I opened the place up. And we sell a lot of beer down here in Nashville. Mm-hmm. Well, 5 or 6 days after the Bud Light story broke, I just told my manager, keep track of how much Bud Light are we selling. He calls 5 or 6 days in and he goes, well, you're not going to believe it. We sold a total of 0 Bud Lights. What do you want me to do with all this beer? I said, my God, how much beer do we have of Bud Light? He said, 118 cases. I said, that's a lot of beer, and nobody's buying it. No, nobody's buying it. So we called the distributor, and they came and picked it up and took it. And now you see Target, they make their moves. They want to market their store like they want to, and people are responding in kind. I mean, this is ultimately capitalism at its finest, because people decide who's going to stick around and who's not. So, yeah, I like seeing that the general public supports what they want to support and doesn't support what they don't want to. I don't believe in cancel culture, and to me, cancel culture is when a company or a platform, somebody way above your head that controls the situation, just decides to whack you. They just turn it off. They turn you off, turn your business off. They just kill it. It's different, though, when millions of customers all decide to stop spending their money on something. You know, not one person's bank account is going to hurt Bud Light or Target or anybody else, but millions of people that feel that way, that's where the impact is coming from.
There is a new article out in The Economist. Conservative Americans are building a parallel economy. It's obviously written by somebody who's not American, because why would you say conservative Americans? It's kind of a strange way to word it. But it talks about Public Square, which we're big fans of, Patriot Mobile, amongst many other new and exciting options and parallel economy ventures we're seeing happen in a big way. John, I finally start to see alternatives start to rise up. We have Rumble to go up against YouTube, Public Square now to go up against.
And that's my time's running out, but look at this. Look, Brighteon having we're a free speech platform. It's very, very, very exciting to see. So don't forget, go to freedomforce.live/boycottcabal. I have a list of there how you can get healthy products without having the money going into the hands of our enemy. And I have a whole list somewhere. Yeah, this whole list of who to boycott. Okay, so definitely go on to there and whatever you can do to be part of this movement to boycott. Definitely go to mystore.com. All these patriots who have been canceled, they are over there, and Mike has made a platform for them so they can share their goods over here. Don't forget to use promo code Melly. Go to My Store. Of course, if you have to have presents to get it, whatever you need for your home, get it at mypillow.com/Melly. That's one more way that you can fight. And don't forget, of course, go to Brighteonstore.com. All right. So yeah, I wanted you to see this. You're going to love this. This is so fun. I thought about this verse yesterday. It's like my mom and I were talking, and she's like, she just doesn't understand why people don't see this, you know, the problem is the brainwashing is real. These people are really, really good at it. And when it's coming from every side, okay, it makes it so hard to understand what's going on. So our Lord Jesus, though, said this in Matthew 16. He replied, you know the saying, red sky at night means fair weather tomorrow. Red sky in the morning means foul weather all day. Okay, that was a saying from way, way, way back, okay? But that's kind of, you know, that we have a similar saying now. He says, you know how to interpret the weather signs in the sky, but you don't know how to interpret the signs of the times. I just thought of that. this is how we feel. People don't know how to identify, how to interpret the signs of the time. So they were good at brainwashing even back then. They're skilled in it. This is what they do to cover up their crimes, to control the masses and all that. And they've just a handful of people have been able to control all these people, the masses. Okay. You don't know how to interpret the signs of the times. Well, the sign of the times back in the day, now this is the sign of the Son of Man for now, but the signs of the times then, think about it. They were taught, the person who was talking to them was the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, the King of the world, the Lord of lords was talking to them. And they did not realize, they saw him doing miracles right before them and they didn't see it. They were not able to interpret the signs of the times. So it's, you know, they had plenty of information, but they couldn't see it. Isn't that very, very similar to what's going on right now? And so it reminds me also of the lady, the woman at the well. Remember her, John chapter 4, that she's, you know, sitting there next to the Lord himself. And he knows everything about her, right? Well, first of all, she doesn't know. She's asking him, you know, he asked for her to give him a drink from the well. And she says, why would you ask me? Because they considered Samaritans, you know, dirty dogs, you know, they called them Samaritan dogs. And he says, if you only knew the gift God has for you and who you are speaking to, you would ask me and I would give you living water. If you only knew who you were talking to, how cool is that? You know, she didn't realize who she was talking to. If you only knew who was talking to you and who you were talking with. And then later on, though, she did. She had this red pill moment, this awakening moment. And she started realizing he knew the truth about her past and how she didn't have a husband. She said, you've had 5 husbands. You aren't married to the man you're living with. I mean, he knew. How does he know all of her stuff that she was, you know, in that society especially, she would try to keep this all secret. So he says, you must be a prophet. Right. And so later on, she tells the people, she says, I know he admits he's the Messiah. And she was shocked that I'm sorry. He says she said in verse 29, come and see a man who told me everything I ever did. Could he possibly be the Messiah? All right. So I know my time is running out, but this is an interesting verse in Revelation chapter 19, verse 17. I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the birds that fly in the midst of heaven, come and gather together for the supper of the great God, you know, to bring destruction on these enemies. And it's when this angel is standing in the sun. Well, another word for the angel is a messenger, and these are in the heavens, in the stars. And so this is one of the things that is happening on basically around right at 11:11, right in November of this year, that an angel is standing in the sun. Very rarely do you have this. You have it from time to time, but it doesn't happen all the time. And this one is happening in November. Kind of cool. November is listed here, November 17th. I don't know if you can see it, but Mars is right there behind the sun. Does that mean something big is going to happen in November? That is 7 years since President Trump was elected. That would be fine with me. The other one is happening June 1. There's another time when there's an angel standing in the sun or a messenger star. This one is Venus. And this is happening June 1. Interesting that this is happening. I'm going to show it to you in Stellarium. You can actually see, you see here the dates right here, and you'll see it going right up this star right there, 6-6, a year from now. You see this Venus right here in the sun, in the Taurus, in the horns of Taurus. How amazing is that? Now, if you go, definitely, these are the choices that you need to make on stellarium.com, download the online planetarium. These are the choices that you need to make so that you can see it in this way and put in those dates. The time and date is over here on this, on the left menu panel. But this one right here reminds me of the sign of the, you know, that we've always seen the zodiac sign and the horns, but I couldn't get a picture of it, but you've seen the one with the horns with the big, like the sun in the horns, as if they know they know these signs. They've hidden a lot of this from us, but they know. So I want you to see that this is an amazing moment. It would not surprise me if something big happened and then we started to see, with all this other going on, if we see the demise of the New World Order when we see this sign in the heavens. Maybe it's on, I would love for it to be on this one. Maybe something big will happen here. Maybe something big will happen June 1 where we defeat our enemies. I just don't see it being January of 2025 before this happens. Let's pray. Thank you so much, Lord, for all that you are teaching us, all that you are revealing to us. And we just ask you to help us to help all those who are on the front lines fighting, like Brighteon and like MyPillow and all the ones who are fighting so hard. We pray, Lord, that you would help us to complete this task and that you have called us to, and that you would help us to wake someone up today, and that you would touch their hearts so that they will receive the information that we give to them. We pray all this in your great name, Jesus. Amen. I love you guys. I got to get out of here. I'll see you next Wednesday, 10 a.m. Central on Brighteon.tv.